Let's finish up. The last time we talked about it was a strip search case. We were real close to wrapping it up. Bottom line on the strip search that came out of Arizona, the 13-year-old young lady who was alleged by some sort of confidential person to the school system there to have an ibuprofen or offered her one. They bring her into the administration's office. They ask her about this. She denies it. Then all of a sudden, while they search her backpack, then the next thing you know, she's down to her underwear. And this was traumatic to her. And bottom line on this, the Supreme Court ruled in her favor, right?
That is correct. And again, that case, which is Safford Unified School District Number 1 versus Redding, decided June 25th, 2009. It's based on the Fourth Amendment, and the standard for searching students is it emanates from the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, but it's reasonable suspicion. It's not probable cause that a law enforcement officer would need. It was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court June the 25th, 2009. The case we just talked about, Reese, was decided June 29th, 2009. So these cases were decided within a few days of each other. Again, this is very fact specific, but the bottom line is that reasonable suspicion in a public school is all the administrators need to conduct a search. Now, what's important is what is the information that is provided and how reliable is it and what is the nature of it. The scope of the search must be reasonable and tailored based on the particular facts. For example, the informant alleged that this young girl had an ibuprofen and had distributed one to a classmate, and that's against school guidelines. And of course, I'm not suggesting for a second she should do that. I'm not suggesting she should even have that. She violated policy. But the scope of the search is the issue, and they searched her and basically went down to her bra and her panties, and she felt degraded and humiliated. And again, they were doggedly in search of an ibuprofen.
Not a gun, not some sort of cocaine, not some sort of illicit schedule narcotic or anything like that.
That's correct. If it was a controlled dangerous substance, I think that justifies a basis under the reasonable suspicion background and standard to conduct a search that has a broader scope. It just depends on the facts. If the facts were that she was hiding a gun some way, somehow, in her underwear, that, I think, would justify a strip search. If the allegation, on the other hand, is you've got an Advil in your underwear, and let me conduct a strip search, that is not permitted under the United States Constitution.
And the Supreme Court, in effect, ruled that. Was that a strong ruling?
That was a strong ruling. There was, I think, one dissent. Actually, it was, interestingly, Justice Clarence Thomas, who basically said that he would defer to the particular school districts and their policies, and he wasn't bothered at all. Now, let me say this about Justice Clarence Thomas. He is probably the most conservative justice that we have ever had in recent history. There's no doubt about it. He is really off the charts. He was the lone dissent on this, and his view was that the school districts can handle this and the federal courts should not be involved.
So the bottom line, as we wrap this up, the young lady now has the right to sue the school board, but not the administrators.
That's correct. And the majority did say that the administrators, who included the vice principal, an administrator, as well as the school nurse, that those three people enjoy what is referred to in the law as qualified immunity. However, this plaintiff, who is now an adult, can pursue her claim against the school board, and she can prove liability as to the school board in this case.
Well, there you heard it. You see, we go straight to the facts and the heart of the matter in some of these what I call landmark rulings, and of course the reverse discrimination ruling by the Supreme Court overturning Judge Sotomayor is probably going to be the one that will carry forth for quite a bit of time across the United States, resounding, maybe bringing the pendulum swinging the other way whenever you come into this. But as Judge Creighton says, justice should be colorblind and not making a law, but merely interpreting it. And Judge Creighton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Pace, the talk of the town.